The website, the Essex Sounds website, has been live for testing for a few months, so this is kind of a formality, but it's a fun formality. We would like to officially ask Councillor Spence to come and officially unveil the website. Councillor Spence is the, let me get this right, he is the, he represents the Chelmer Ward on Essex County Council. He's the cabinet member for finance, housing and planning, which includes heritage, culture and the arts, hence why he's here this evening for the record office. And although he was born in Edinburgh, he has been living in Essex for over 30 years, I think, and has been involved in the local community in a number of different capacities. Among his other accomplishments, he was awarded a CBE for services to business in 2013, and he has an honorary doctorate from Anglia Ruskin University. So we're very honoured that he can be with us to unveil the website. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, and just lovely to be here. Martin, you might have a bit of a visual problem. I'm totally blind, so I can beat you, mate. I've got no regrets about it at all. It's a price well worth paying to ensure Yvonne and I never have an argument about who drives whom after a party. Unless I'm really pissed. Anyway, it's lovely to be here. You may think finance, housing, planning, heritage, culture and arts don't really fit, but actually they do. The richness of the heritage of Essex is so often understated. Our history, here we are in the oldest town in England. Hurrah, Colchester, well done. But you just go through it. Maldon, 995, the Battle of Maldon. You've got the oldest church in England out at Bradwell, St Peter's, 657. You've got Thaxted and Saffron Walden with all the rich history of the Hanseatic League with which they were involved. And coming into more modern times, you had the Peasants' Revolt, of course, and then you come through into the later times with all the inventions that we've had, optic fibres in Harlow, Marconi and commercial radio in Chelmsford, and it goes on. And we too often allow, just as Martin's lamenting the lack of the loss of the Essex accent, so I can lament the understatement of the richness of this county's heritage, culture and arts. And therefore, in terms of what we do in housing and planning, we've got to make sure that as we meet the needs of a growing and ageing population with ever more housing, we do preserve those good quality quiet spaces, Martin, where you can get to solitude, even in this county now. And actually, go lose yourself. Epping Forest probably no good because there's too many places from Stansted, but you can get out into some really quiet places still, right away from the sound of traffic. You need to preserve that, the quality of the green spaces, and celebrate all the richness of what we have acquired. So yes, we need more housing, but we must do so in the right places, with the right infrastructure, with the right planning and the right designs, while preserving the integrity of the communities that we love. And if I have the difficult chance of balancing the books wearing my finance hat, I get no pleasure whatsoever if all I do is balance the books in our 1.7 billion budget. If I compromise where we are on these other things, it's about how you balance the books while achieving all your strategic outcomes. I want to take my hat off to the Heritage Lottery Fund and to the staff of Essex County Council, to Sarah Joy, to Martin, to Stuart, all the people who have been involved in this, because I've seen various manifestations of this. And while I'm blind, this is of course something for everybody. But there is a specialty for those of us who have eyesight issues, because so often heritage is celebrated visually. We went to the exhibition to celebrate the centenary of Marconi. It is almost entirely visual pictures reflecting that great event. Great exhibition, don't knock it. But for me, a blank, Stowe Morris, a wonderful, wonderful First World War airfield out near South Woodham. And you just go there, and again, it is an entirely visual piece, although Martin, the sounds of planes at Stowe Morris is taking you right back into a previous time. So I've accessed some of the sounds now on this website. That rich contrast that you see. Yes, the steam trains at Colchester Station, the Chelmsford cattle market, the sounds of fishing down on the Thames, all those things which too often would be lost. And the benches which we've installed now in 8 places and with many more to come next year. And they are fascinating. I sat on the one at Stansted Airport, and I think one of the challenges we have is letting people really understand what they do. But to sit on a bench and be able to access people reading through some button on the back of the bench stories to you about different facets of Essex life, I just find tremendous. So it's the ingenuity, it's the innovation, it's the creativity that has gone into this piece of work that I celebrate. I recognise that there's been a lot of hard work going into it, and I just ask you to join with me in celebrating that, as now, if I can find it, I will take the veil off this piece in the corner to lodge the Essex Sounds website. Thank you, sir. Oh, I'm in the wrong place. There we go. I always said, what's a stupid thing to do? You get a blind man to do this, but there we are. I'm going to take this off, and you're going to applaud all the people, not me, all the people who have been responsible for this. Well done.